All right, here we go, folks. 8:33 on a Friday morning here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTK.com. We're live inside the Make the Choice studios, brought to you by Suburban Chevrolet Cadillacs, Auburn and Ann Arbor. Great stuff from Tim McCormick. And so 20 years he's been the director of that camp. And, you know, it's one of the mainstays for me. You know you're going to – you first, you know the kids are going to have – a complete experience. It's not just the playing aspect of it. And they're going to get tutelage from guys that have actually been there. They know what it takes to be successful. They know the pitfalls that can keep you from success. So you missed any aspect of the chat with Tim, be sure to check it out on the podcast. Great, great stuff. But you heard him say during the conversation, you know, that they focus intently upon the parental involvement, the parental role in the development of these players as well. It's not just the players and you know, developing. If you're a big man, working on your drop step and, you know, working on finishing with both hands and, you know, your guards being able to put it on the floor with both hands. It's not just that. They also get into, you know, social issues, dealing with women, academic issues, but you need guidance. You need your parents to be a shield at times as well. And one of the ways in which they address that is they have like a parallel parent program. You need people that can give them advice on how to advise and guide the youngsters that they are in charge of. Well, joining us now to talk about that is a great friend of the show, a great friend of many former student athletes and many former students, period. Because my wife isn't a former student athlete at Michigan.
Neither am I.
She's a former student at Michigan.
So am I.
And she loves Shelly Kovacs.
Yes, we all do.
Absolutely loves Shelly Kovacs, the former director of student services in the School of Kinesiology at the University of Michigan. You heard us talk about Sound Mind, Sound Body, that program, great program based out of Detroit. You heard us talk about it last week. Well, Shelly is also the education director for Sound Mind, Sound Body, and she covered the academic side of recruiting for the parallel parent program at the NBA Players Association Top 100 camp down in Virginia. So, Shelly, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sam. It's so great to be here.
You know, I saved the best for last, or there's so many things. How could I even call it the best? This is just the latest thing with Shelly. Her book, College Knowledge for the Student Athlete. And Shelly, before we get into your background at the University of Michigan and your involvement with the Top 100 camp, tell everyone about College Knowledge for the Student Athlete and as well as how people can get their hands on it.
So College Knowledge for the Student Athlete is actually part of a series that was a collaboration with my friend David Shome, and he wrote a general academic success book. I felt there was a real need to write a book specifically for athletes and other populations, having had many, many years of experience working with college students. I wrote the athlete version, and it's intended to be real hands-on. How do you do it? How do you be a successful college athlete and a successful college student? And it's the way that I wrote it was thinking about if I could tell every student athlete exactly what I knew they needed to do from my many years of working with college student athletes, this is what it would be. Uh-huh. So starting at the very beginning, going, you know, all the way through at the end, it talks about, you know, life after college. Uh-huh. And it's my former students who've read the book have been really so pleased. I've gotten such a great response, and thanks to all of you who've let me know how great you thought it was and how helpful you think it's going to be. And probably one of the best things that I've heard from my former students is, oh my God, I feel like I'm sitting in your office. and that is what I was aiming to do. So I'm real pleased about that.
Well, it's one of those things. It'd be great if at every camp, Sound Mind, Sound Body, Top 100 camp, all of these college camps that they have across the country, if Shelly Kovacs could speak at every single one of them. But that's physically impossible. at least in person, but it can happen with this book. It should be required reading for campers that have aspirations and actual you know, the actual possibility of being a college student athlete. This could be your handbook. And so, Shelley, if there are student athletes, you know, prospective student athletes out there that want to get their hands on it, or current student athletes that want to get their hands on it, how can they do that?
So the book was actually, the audience that I intended when I wrote it was, it's written to the student athlete, but completely with the understanding that it will be equally as helpful to parents, coaches, mm-hmm. teachers, administrators. And I would love to be able to speak at every single and I'm actually working on that. I mean, uh-huh. because that obviously is, I couldn't be at the Sound Mind, Sound Body camp this year, which, exactly. you know, I've been working with as their educational director because I was at the NBA camp. So,
and I, that's yeah. why I wasn't at the NBA right. camp, because I was at the Sound Mind, Sound Body.
Yeah. So I'm working on cloning myself. When I get there, I'll be happy to share it with
Please
you.
Please do. Please do.
But in the meantime, the publisher is Michigan Press, and the contact person is Kelly Sipple, and she's been wonderful about working with people that want to order bulk. And in fact, the camp, the MBA camp, bought copies for all of the parents that were in the parent program, and Kelly is the person to talk to about any arrangements for bulk pricing. And other than that, it's on Amazon.com, and it also just became available as an ebook. And I think it's best to use as a handbook, holding it in your hand, making notes on it. But clearly, there are some people who will prefer to read it electronically, right. and now they can do that.
Right. It's a new day.
It's a new day,
day, Shelley.
That's right. That's right.
Amazon.com is, again, how you can get your hands on College Knowledge for the Student Athlete. Again, College Knowledge for the Student Athlete. It's certainly aimed at, designed for the student athlete, but can go in the hands of educators and parents as well, as they look to guide these student athletes. So, Shelley, over the course of your career at the University of Michigan, you dealt with many athletes, many that listen to this show. They call in all the time and talk about how great an experience they had with you specifically. And the thing that I always take away from it, you know, it's one thing to you know, to be there and to instruct. It's another thing to actually care on top of it. And I think the difference that comes across from many of them, from my wife, is the feeling that they got that you truly care about what they're doing and where they're going.
I really appreciate that, because I think that is obviously what my passion is about. And I think the mantra that I think about in my interactions with any parents, students, whoever, and this is the way that I trained my staff to believe when I was working at the University of Michigan, is that every single interaction you have with a student could be a life-altering moment for that person. And I really believe that. I mean, when I was sitting in my office, I really believed that, you know, for every person walking in the door, that time that they were spending with me could change their lives. And in many instances,
it did
change their lives, right? And I think, you know, you never know what's on the other side of a conversation until you get into it. So I believe that that's such an important concept to embrace in all of your, if we could all do that every day, you know, with everybody we talk to, what a better place this world would be.
And, you know, it's important to note, and I really want to flesh this out, because for a lot of people, you know, for a lot of people, it'd be easy to do that with athletes. They're athletes. They're high profile. But it is extremely important to note, and the reason why I mentioned my wife is my wife wasn't a student athlete. She's just a student at the University of Michigan. And you took the same time, exhibited the same level of care with her that you did with the student athlete. So there was no difference. There was no distinguishing between high profile and regular student. They were all the same to you. I think that is awesome.
Well,
that's my personal feeling.
Thank you. Well, and I have the same philosophy in dealing with parents. And in fact, when Sound Mind, Sound Body first approached me, you know, one of the things I built in was a parent component to what we were doing, which is very much in line with their philosophy. And the same thing with the MBA program. I was thrilled to be able to work with the parents because it really is not just about the student, especially if we're talking about a high school soon to become college student.
Absolutely. We're talking to the former director of student services for the School of Kinesiology at the University of Michigan, Shelley Kovacs. She also is the author of College Knowledge for the Student Athlete. It's a handbook that is it's put together to help guide a student through a very bump-laden path in college, to navigate those obstacles and then to become a success, not just during college, but after college. She's also the education director for Sound Mind, Sound Body. So take us into, I'm a parent. I'm sitting at the NBA Players Association Top 100 camp. Take me into that room and your presentation and what you had to say to them.
Okay. Well, for these parents in particular, it was a wonderful opportunity because they are a unique set. They can't talk to their next-door neighbors or some of their friends, other parents, about what they're going through because they're in a very unique situation. And my goal was to really give them a sense of what academic components were involved in maximizing their students' high school experience, thereby maximizing their opportunities for success and scholarships, playing basketball, and as a college student. Mm-hmm. So very directly linked together. I talk about it in terms of the academic toolbox and what specific skills their students need. And while they may have heard these things, nobody, and this I think is what's also unique about the book and what I also have done in all student groups that I've talked to or met with, athletes and non-athletes, is what does it mean to, we all say you have to be a good time manager. What does that mean? How do you do that? So one of the examples.
Hell, I could use that now.
Yeah, well, we can have a little private session after.
I could use that now,
man. We can include Ira in it. But, for example, and I'll give you a real quick example of that. Almost everybody uses their phone for their calendar at this point. And that doesn't work for what typical high school and college students need to do because they don't need an X marks the spot. I have an exam or a paper due on this day. What they need is a planning process, hence the word planner, to help them understand how to get from point A to point B. So the beginning of the semester, for example, I know that I have, these assignments due these days, these papers due these days, these exams on these days. How do I look at this in a big picture way and plan how to be most efficient and most effective in my preparation and in my studying? Start from the first day that they're aware, so the beginning of the semester. I call it academic strength training, mm-hmm. and really emphasize that you have to learn how to train your mind the same way you train your body. You wouldn't think, for athletes, for example, you wouldn't think about going into a competition without having done the appropriate preparation. Mm-hmm. Well, appropriate preparation can take, weeks, months, and it's a process, and you do something differently the month before, the week before, the day before. And so helping, really putting it in very concrete terms about how to learn time management, mm-hmm. not just saying we need to, be good time managers.
Yeah, because, you think about it, a student athlete, so many, especially a kid at that level, so many things to juggle. Certainly you have all of the academic requirements that are mandatory, are necessary. But then once you leave school, a lot of times they'll have trainers, they'll have practice, they'll have therapies that they have to do. You got to organize and balance all of those things. So you're right, unique set of circumstances to consider for that audience. But that's the thing that's so great is that what you – the book and your instruction can be calibrated to the specific needs of the given student athlete. So it could be an athlete that has NBA potential, or it could be a student athlete that is it's going to be about getting through college and then going right into the professional world. It can handle both.
Right. Right. Yeah, so another issue that the parents particularly were concerned about were the standardized tests, which obviously, you know, the issue with recruiting at an elite level is that it interferes with reality. You know, I mean, so part of it is helping the parents and then helping the students understand that athletic recruiting is different than academic recruiting, but there's still very specific things that need to be taken into account.
And like?
So, you know, because you meet the NCAA minimums does not mean mm-hmm. that you are going to be admissible to the schools that you want to go to, for example.
Uh-huh.
And how do you take a standardized test? How do you prepare? What resources are available to really improve your score? One of the things that I realized from working with the Sound Mind, Sound Body camp is that students in urban schools are not prepared in the same way for the test-taking procedure. I mean, that might sound like a no-brainer, but for so many years I was on the college side uh-huh. of the table, and I saw what the problems were when I got there. Now, with these high school opportunities, while I'm still working with people at the college level, it gives me a chance to also impact how well they do in a way that will impact what their opportunities are beyond.
How profound. That is extremely profound, and the kind of thing that I think will enlighten a lot of people, because there is a difference in the preparation. And Sound Mind, Sound Body is an example of trying to bridge that gap. College knowledge for the student athlete is a way to help bridge that gap that a lot of kids have. Not obviously not just kids that come from circumstances where there are different preparatory things at their schools. There are some schools that don't come from those type of circumstances and need even more help. Well, like I said, the calibration, this book can help serve those needs as well. College Knowledge for the Student Athlete. You can find it on Amazon.com. Also available in ebook form. You can download it like that. But Shelly says, you know, hey, it might serve you best as a handbook, right? You think it'd be better to see, feel, and touch.
I do, but you know, I'm a very tactile visual person.
Right. Hey, I call it. Hey, I'm old school too. I'd rather have it in my hand as well. But you know, my son would rather look at it on an iPad. Hey, it's a sign of the times, Shelly. Again, Shelly Kovacs, former director of student services for the School of Kinesiology at the University of Michigan, the education director for Sound Mind, Sound Body. She handled the academic side of recruiting in the parallel parent program at the NBA Players Association Top 100 camp. I mean, there are going to be so many more titles. I feel like we needed to talk again when camp season rolls around again. I feel like by that time you're going to have three or four more titles to your name.
Well,
it's supposed to be retirement, Shelly.
Well, I changed. I'm glad you said that, because I decided I re-careered.
Okay.
I never intended not to be working. I just was eligible to have retired from U of M. But, Sam, I also just want to say that because I heard Tim's interview, the Top 100 camp is a fabulous, fabulous camp, and the staff, George Johnson, and especially Tim, who's responsible for it as the camp director, did an amazing job. They really meet the needs of the students, and George Johnson is the director of the parent program. But I was just in awe. It is a massive, massive undertaking, mm-hmm. and just a really, you know, as we said before, life-altering experience for the people who participate in it.
Yeah, it's a well-oiled machine after 20 years of doing it, and to get people like you involved is a testament to their approach, how they really are focused on cultivating the entirety of the student athlete. Again, College Knowledge for the Student Athlete is the title of Shelly's book. You can find it on Amazon.com. Great friend of the show. Terrific to see you. And here's the thing. You re-careered, and you in this new career for you, you can actually touch many, many more kids. So It'll be, like I said, it'll be interesting to talk to you when camp season rolls around again, because I think the number of people that we hear from that said, hey, wow, you talked to Shelly, is going to be a lot greater when we do that.
Yeah, and Shelly should expect a call from Quincy Webb in about 16 years.
You're exactly right. Well, Shelly, thanks a lot for dropping by. Good luck with the book, and you know we'll be in touch.
Great. Thank you, Sam. Thanks,
all right.
Sarah.
Shelly Kovacs, 8:54 on a Friday. We have to get to a break. We'll be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, Ann Arbor, Accumulus.